It's Audiomo 2023, Day 2. I'm going to have to cheat slightly here, and we're going to have to go back in time. So this year, I thought I'd be really well organised beforehand, and because I start each year with the same Audiomo, my theme I wrote years ago for it, and I get Earn to record a new message for me each year. I did that. That was all done. And Earn had sent that to me the next day. Brilliant as ever. And then it suddenly dawned on me that I may have an issue. Because about a month ago, I finally bit the bullet and had to change my PC in my studio. So this is the PC that I do all of my work on. I'm a freelance podcast producer. And I always get a bespoke machine built. I always overspec it. They normally last quite well. The last one lasted really well. It lasted 8 years. It has been struggling for the last year. So I finally bit the bullet. And that meant I was going to have to go from Windows 7 to Windows 10. Not a big deal, you'd think. Apart from the fact that all of my software that I use on a daily basis wouldn't work on the new machine. So I had to upgrade everything. So things like my main editing tool, Soundforge, Cubase, which is my digital audio workstation, so it's like my studio where I put everything together. The new version picked up my really old versions, old projects, so that was all good. But you have these things called plugins. And my old machine was a 32-bit machine, and the new one is a 64-bit machine. Unfortunately, loads of the plugins that I used to use, especially for my music, don't work on the new machine. And these plugins are things like an amp simulator. So I just plug my guitar straight into my Focusrite and record into that, but I put an effect on it. So I put it through an amp simulator, so to make it sound like it's coming through an amplifier. And things like reverb. So on the theme for Audiomo, there are 10 tracks of guitars. And when they're not going through an amp simulator, and they're not going through reverb, or any other effects I put on them, they don't quite sound right. All a bit weedy and plink, plonk, plink, isn't it? So, let's come forward in time again to where we are now. Now. But in between was about 5 or 6 hours of finding new plugins that would work and going back to like a version of the recording from previous years and trying to listen to certain tracks and going, right, now I need to match that one. Do you know what? In the end of the day, it probably would have been easier to just re-record the whole 10 tracks of guitars. But I stuck with it, and that's how we ended up with this year's Audiomo theme. Bye!